Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Increasing Profitability with Tivoli IT Financial Management Products. Today's conference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a live question and answer session. The teleconference will provide an overview of the Tivoli ITFM strategy for IT asset management, resource accounting, and cost allocation. You'll learn how Tivoli solutions address these needs and integrate with service management strategies. The speaker for today's teleconference is Mike Zeeley, IBM Tivoli IT Financial Management Marketing. At this time, I'd like to hand it over to our speaker, Mike Zeeley. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. My name is Mike Zeeley. I'm a part of the IBM IT Financial Management Organization. And today's teleconference is about increasing profitability with improved IT financial management. You could move to slide 2. What I'd like to do is go over the agenda for today's call. What I'm going to be doing for the next 30 to 40 minutes is going over why clients are experiencing increased demand to focus on managing IT from a financial perspective. There are a whole series of challenges that are affecting all of our organizations, and what I want to do is spend some time giving you some background about those pressures. Then I'll be spending some time going over what IBM Tivoli has to offer to help you manage IT from a financial perspective. There are a whole series of products and solutions that Tivoli has purchased through acquisitions and through internal development and through integration that provides a comprehensive set of offerings to help manage IT from a financial perspective. And then finally, provide some extra information at the end where you can find more information about that. Now, moving on to slide 3, these are some of the significant pressures that organizations are facing these days. Particularly, one of the most significant issues is that for a typical IT budget, the vast majority of that spend is on labor. And one of the disturbing issues about that is that the labor costs are being increasingly dedicated to maintaining existing IT environments. That trend is continuing to grow such that we're crowding out the ability to be able to spend on new development and to develop applications and services that help support the business as an overall industry, and that less time is being spent on that and more time is being spent on maintaining existing infrastructures. Also, the additional challenge that we have is that we're being asked to continually improve our service levels to our customers that you consume IT services. So the net of it is that as an IT organization, we are all under the pressure to improve service levels and reduce the costs of doing that, and particularly making our labor costs more efficient or our labor more efficient at providing the services that we need to do. So if you move on to slide 4, I'd like to give you a perspective on what IT financial management and the challenges that we face. First, you're going to step back a minute and think about what effective IT financial management, or just financial management in general, is all about. And it's really to be able to be a financial steward or be able to manage things from a perspective of doing a good job and managing from a financial perspective. And the first point is that you need to manage from the point of view basically being able to fully account for all the dollars spent. That's really the baseline, the point that we all must do in effective financial management is basically do a good job of accounting for the dollars that are spent. The next level of being an effective financial steward is to be able to relate those costs to the services that are provided. We not only must be able to fully account, but we also, in order to be useful and helpful to the business, is that we've got to relate those costs that we spend and how the services that we provide. And then thirdly, effective financial management is really the need to assist in IT financial investment decisions. By having a good understanding of what our costs are, how they relate to the business, can provide a foundation to do effective investment decisions or be part of those investment decisions on future activities or support that we do for the business. Now, there are a whole series of challenges that are rather unique to IT. On the left-hand side of this slide, first I want to talk about the costs. The costs of really being able to do that first step of effective financial stewardship, be understand costs, is very difficult in our environment, and that is because we have a very, very complex environments out there from which to capture costs. We have all sorts of different types of hardware. We have all sorts of different types of software out there. We have various types of ways of financing that through leases, purchasing, and so on. There's also all sorts of different complex technical and therefore from an accounting point of view offerings that we take care of. So that's one side of the equation that makes it much more difficult than other types of businesses. Then on the right-hand side, in order to understand how these complex costs can be related to the business, there are all sorts of ways of doing that. One is just doing basically no charging and just having a general overhead cost of IT. The other is to get a little bit more sophisticated by doing gross types of cost allocations or chargebacks. And then you can get much more sophisticated and much more granular as you could go down and become more sophisticated in trying to allocate costs, all of which can be very complex to do it properly, and proper balances must be done in order to do it effectively. Then, on top of all that, if you look on the middle at the bottom part of this chart, there are all sorts of variables that affect how these costs are done and the allocations of those costs. Change is constant. We always have canceled projects, unplanned projects, there are acquisitions, divestitures, etc., that make the job of managing these complex costs increasingly complex and difficult. Now, what's unique in more recent years, beyond the complexity of IT, is this whole notion of governance and compliance at the top of the chart. This is a relatively new area that's increasingly making things more complex from an IT financial management perspective, and that is the recent regulatory laws coming into effect that are exemplified by Sarbanes-Oxley. There are others out there. And then those drive further internal audits and vendor audits that can cause the desire and the need, really, the increased need to be able to accurately manage IT from a financial point of view in order to respond effectively and to manage the risks that are involved with these governance and compliance issues. If we move on to slide 5, really, to begin to do IT financial management effectively, you really must do a good job of starting with managing your IT assets. And the goal, basically, for all of IT is to provide efficient services to the lines of business and to react quickly to changing needs. But that causes, in essence, constant change that we've talked about. And constant change has all sorts of implications when you scrub below the high-level view of it. There's all sorts of change going on across all of our platforms, and the need to be able to have information about those platforms from a hardware point of view is very important. But even more complex and more difficult on each one of those particular platforms, there's all sorts of different types of software with all sorts of different types of interrelationships and all sorts of types of changes going on. Then you add further complexity on top of that. You can't look at things just from a server-centric or from a software application-centric. Applications now are across servers, across specific applications, and there are all sorts of interdependencies, the net of which means it's highly complex, which we all know, and it makes it very difficult to manage from a financial point of view. But in order to be able to attack the problem, you really must be able to do a good, solid foundation of understanding where your IT assets are, how they're deployed, and their interdependencies. Now, further moving on to slide 6 is a description of a view of some of the challenges that we have from a cost perspective. As we've mentioned, we need to provide cost-efficient services, and we also must be able to demonstrate to the business that we're providing these services in a quality way and that we can therefore continue to improve the funding that we need to do and the constant challenges of being able to fund things appropriately. We must be able to demonstrate in cost-effective ways of delivering those services. Now, one of those areas that is an opportunity to be able to do that is in the area of virtualized environments. It's a growing trend across all organizations to virtualize a lot of the distributed servers that have been growing in a prolific manner over the last few years. But in order to do that, you may face organizational challenges that would prevent taking advantage of the cost advantages of doing virtualization. in that various departments may not agree on cost allocations that would be derived from moving their individual departmental servers onto a consolidated virtualized server. You must be able to demonstrate to those various departments that the costs that will be allocated to them are done in a fair and adequate manner. So just looking at things from an IT perspective, virtualization is in essence a very good way to control costs, but you can result in organization barriers if you don't do a good job of convincing the rest of the organization that the allocations and cost allocations are fair. So that's a challenge also from an IT point of view. Now let's move on to slide 7 to get a little bit more into detail about the issues about governance and risk. Sarbanes-Oxley is in essence a law that's been in effect for quite a few years that really requires organizations to be very accurate and appropriate in their financials reporting. And what it requires in essence is our good control processes for financial reporting. Now, as we've been talking about before, IT is a very complex environment in order to be able to effectively understand their costs and understand the situations that drive costs. But what is happening is that as auditors who are not trained in IT peel away the onion and get to understand the complexity of which we all are quite familiar with, they increasingly start asking for us to be able to do a better job of understanding our control procedures and control processes relative to financial statements and the costs that relate to that. So what a lot of organizations are experiencing is that their own internal audit departments are coming through and saying, you need to do a better job of understanding IT assets from a financial point of view and being able to do a better job of collecting and reporting on that information. There are a lot of customers who have gone through internal audits first as a note to do a better job next year. Then it becomes more of an issue of doing a mandate as the years go by to do a better job with that. The other perspective are vendor audits. Vendors periodically, whether it's hardware vendors from a lease point of view or software vendors from a license compliance point of view, are completing or coming into your organization asking for audit information to prove that you're within compliance of their contractual terms and conditions. There are also customer audits that come in. So there's a whole series of audit type situations that are occurring and increasing in IT, and to be prepared for that, you need to have the type of information to help do that. Now, a couple of examples of that is that from state governments, a lot of federal funding that's provided for various state programs require that states provide good examples and good demonstrations that they're allocating their costs appropriately for the various specific federal programs. And if they cannot do so, federal funds are withheld for that specific program. So state governments feel that as an example of one of their funding sources where good cost accounting, good IT financial management is required. There's another example about the federal government really being a consumer of healthcare claims processing requires in their contract with the health claims processors that they demonstrate that they're allocating their costs appropriately to the federal government and not charging the federal government for costs for the generalized public out there for their other books of business or their other customers, that costs aren't being unfairly applied to the healthcare account for the federal government. And so they go in and do periodic audits to verify that that is done properly. Now, if we move on to slide 8, you know, a lot of the issues in essence is to optimize IT from a financial point of view. So how do you start addressing that? Well, you first start looking at costs of the largest costs. But then you need to start thinking, well, they may be large costs, but are they in effect controllable? Can you do anything about it? And then you drill down a little bit further and start, well, gee, you know, what costs are controllable? And then you may find that in certain cases there may be relatively low-cost items but have a large frequency of transactions, which if controlled properly are not necessary, can result in savings. So as you peel away the onion to be able to optimize IT from a financial point of view, you start getting into really what's controllable and what you can do to do a good job of optimizing things from a financial point of view. point of view. But of course, IT isn't about being a pure minimized cost. We really must be able to optimize the service delivery that we do. And as we all know quite well, technical optimization, meaning having all things available to everybody, is clearly not financial optimization. So there's a balance that must be struck in order to be able to do the right levels of service levels combined at an appropriate cost. So understanding of IT costs from a financial perspective is a key part of that business balance that we all must strike. And as an example of where costs were done inappropriately is an example of Comair, which is an airline that had a Linux server in their environment that helped with crew allocations. And that Linux server had maintenance agreements lapse for not only the server itself, but also for the software that ran these crew allocations. And it crashed over the weekend. The airline tried to go back to a manual process. That became untenable. And in essence, they had to shut down the airline, reload, restart the system from scratch, and restart the airline back again on essentially was a Monday morning. The huge losses that airline experienced by far outweighed the cost of maintaining proper maintenance agreements and proper backup procedures and so on. And the net of it is that the airline lost a significant amount of dollars, lost a significant amount of goodwill, and the CIO lost his position at Comair. So that's an extreme example of being penny wise and pound foolish as far as trying to manage costs to an extreme level. There's a balance that has to be struck, and service levels and providing those service levels, of course, is our prime responsibility. Now, we've been talking about examples and situations of why IT financial management is so important. On slide 9, we're going to be talking about how you can improve the benefits you can achieve by doing an effective job of the foundation of IT financial management, which is IT asset management. And some specific examples of being able to achieve some savings and do things effectively through effective IT asset management is being able to do organized and consolidated purchases of IT resources. And that's an example of that. Doing a better job of matching software licenses, what you need as far as software, to what your organization actually needs, can also be additional areas of savings. Doing a better job of understanding your warranty coverages and be able to use those warranty coverages to help cover part of your costs and so on, and making appropriate decisions when you want to do enhanced service levels, enhanced warranty coverages, is another benefit when you have effective IT asset management information. An example of that is extending the life of certain hardware assets that could be gone further than what was initially planned. Could or could not be a good savings opportunity, but by having good IT financial asset management information connected in with service desk information can help substantially there. Slide 10 is more examples of what effective IT asset management provides you. For instance, by having standardized components, by understanding the infrastructure and the complexity of it, you can be able to reduce your service costs, your service desks, and of course the cost of the downtime and so on that could be experienced by your customers. In addition, you can improve the efficiencies of the supply side of being able to do the technical refreshes by doing efficient workflows and improving the processes that allow for supplying your user community with the information they need in an effective and a streamlined manner can drive all sorts of operational cost savings. And on slide 11, we talk about some capabilities by having an effective IT asset management program. You can do all sorts of supplier, vendor, and business partner management efficiencies, either through the selection process by reducing the scope and length, breadth, and depth of vendors, doing a better job with negotiating your terms and conditions, and negotiating better contracts. And then, of course, by having effective, good IT asset management information, you dramatically reduce the cost of exposure for non-compliance and various types of contracts, terms, and conditions, but also the cost of preparing and being able to respond to the inevitable audits. Now, if you move on to slide 12, software asset management is a unique area in that software assets are intangible. And as auditors who begin to understand more and more about what the world of IT is about start to freak out when we start talking about software assets, because you can't put a physical asset tag on software assets and let them run through the standard accounting processes. what you in essence have to do is put a virtual tag on software assets, and then you can apply standard accounting principles and be able to achieve savings from that. And the two main areas are on compliance risk reduction by what we talked about, be prepared for audits from a vendor perspective, but also from a regulatory perspective. And then by having this software virtual tag, so to speak, you'll be able to achieve cost management objectives by doing things like reducing and eliminating no or low-use software and thereby aligning software with what the organization actually uses, and then doing efficient server consolidations from a software cost perspective. There's a huge potential of savings there by doing things in a cost-effective manner by really understanding a software deployment and how it is used on your servers. There's all sorts of other benefits that can apply to be able to manage software costs. And the net of it is that by understanding software costs, which is a unique animal to IT, this intangible intellectual property, if you're doing that job effectively, you in essence free up funds to be able to invest in all those opportunities that IT is being asked to do to help support the business. Now, moving on to slide 13 is a description at a very high level of what IBM offers to help you manage IT asset management and IT financial management. IBM, in the Tivoli area, we offer a whole series of products to help IT manage operations. We have a whole series of IT operational products that help you with all sorts of things from your server storage management, security, and so on the lower part of the screen. We integrate that information through our change in configuration management database with all sorts of business process management products to help you manage things from a business management point of view, a service delivery point of view, and so on. Our IT financial management products help you in this area by providing resource discovery information across all of your environments. We have product offerings that help you manage all these resources throughout their full life cycle and an IT asset management perspective. And then we also have a tool to help you in the deploy phase when you're actually in operations or in production to help you understand the consumption of those resources and to be able to help you relate those resource costs to the business. So at a very high level, this is what Tivoli offers for IT financial management, which is in broader depth on each one of these key elements through a whole series of acquisitions we've done recently, plus internal development. Now the first step on slide 14, we'd like to talk about our product called Tivoli Application Discovery and Dependency Manager, or TADM for short. What this product does for you is to give you a view at a high level of all the key servers, the applications that run on those servers, and the interdependencies of those applications that run across those servers in your operations. And this bit of an eye chart on the middle is showing you an example of some of the capabilities that it has of showing the various types of software that's out there deployed on the various types of servers that you have. So that's if you're trying to figure out what's going on with your IT asset management environment. This is the first step, to draw a topology of what's going on out there at a high level so that you can understand what's going on. But in order to do IT asset management at a more granular level and to be able to do financial management appropriately, going on to slide 15 is a description of how we help you create, in essence, that virtual tag to manage IT assets or particularly software assets. We have two products that help you in that area, IBM Tivoli License Compliance Manager for Distributed Systems and for System Z. And what they do, and which is unique about what their capability is first they tell you what inventory you have out there on your various platforms, software inventory. But what's really important is that they also provide you use information, and that's from two perspectives. One, for who is using the particular software application so that you can really understand whether it's actively used by anybody or not, which thereby you can make decisions. If it's not actively used, then that's an opportunity ability to be able to save some money, and so on. And then we also provide information from a license use perspective. In today's virtualized environments, complex server environments, and complex license and terms and conditions, license use does not necessarily mean that something's installed on a C drive. Particularly when you get into the server environments, multi-core PCs, etc., a lot of license terms and conditions are based upon things other than just being installed on a C drive. So these products collect a software use from someone who may actually use it, or what it means from a license use perspective. And then finally, what these products do is that you set up license entitlement information in them, and then they automatically can provide you the information that you need to basically see whether you're over-licensed, which is the savings opportunity that I've mentioned, or that you're under-licensed, which means that you potentially have a compliance issue with the software vendor, and you can go ahead and proactively manage that and make the appropriate decisions so that you can be in compliance with those licenses and thereby be prepared for any type of audit that could come down, whether internal or from the vendor. And that's what's unique about these products, is that we, in essence, provide the software virtual tag, which requires those three key sets of information: inventory, use activity, and license entitlements, all linked together, which is, in essence, the software virtual tag that then can flow into our Tivoli Asset Management for IT product that helps you manage these assets throughout their full life cycle and ties them, of course, into the contractual information and the financial information. Now, moving on to slide 16 is a view of Tivoli Asset Management for IT and its capabilities. On the lower right-hand side is what we've been talking about as far as asset discovery point of view. It will feed into Tivoli Asset Management for IT. On the upper left-hand side, the product has the capability to manage all types of different types of contracts that you would engage for the IT environment. So you can set up all your contracts and manage all those contracts throughout their own unique life cycle of managing contracts. So you have all information there at your disposal and with appropriate types of workflows to help you manage those contracts and all to tie them through the operational side of managing IT assets. On the top side of the chart, it will show how Tivoli Asset Management for IT helps you manage the full process of installs, moves, adds, changes that are typical that go on constantly in our environments for these assets. And if the product has the capability to be able to help you manage that, and, of course, provide integrations to the other systems that always ask for that type of information and receive information from those systems, as an example being HR systems. The product also has the capability to help with the procurement process, to basically help the organization provision your consumers and manage that whole process of being able to do catalogs and bring them down, be able to do the procurement process, the PO process, and integrate into various other systems that are necessary to do the procurement piece appropriately. And then on the far left-hand side, of course, all the financial management capabilities from all the information that we've been talking about here to help you manage and understand the costs that relate to that. Now, one of the capabilities that is unique to it is that on the lower right-hand side, it has the ability to configure the screens for the user to help them do their piece of the job of a relative very complex processes or overall process for the organization. You would design the screens to provide the information that are appropriate, the alerts that are appropriate for that individual, and how that individual fits into the overall workflow of a particular activity to help manage IT assets. That's a great capability that the product has to be able to do that. And once you establish those configurations, any upgrades to the software just go right along with it, and you don't have to do any special coding or anything of that sort to be able to go forward and to take advantage of increased functionality as time moves on. Now, moving on to slide 17 is just a very high-level graphic of the asset management lifecycle that we all must deal with. And each one of these, whether you're talking about the planning side, the acquiring side, the deployment side, the actual management on the operation or production side, and then the retirement side, there are all sorts of detailed activities that must occur. Multiple individuals have various pieces of this life cycle, and individuals within your organization need to be able to understand and manage all this. And what Tivoli Asset Management for IT, as I've described before, can help you manage this very complex life cycle of IT assets from a very cost-effective point of view. Slide 18 is kind of an overall schematic of showing you how the information flows between Tivoli Asset Management for IT and the discovery tools that are capable on the right-hand side and the other systems that, of course, to manage effectively throughout the life cycle, you need to be connected in with. On the lower right-hand side are the License Compliance Manager products that we talked about earlier. We also integrate in with other Tivoli products, TADM, which I mentioned before, the high-level discovery tool that shows dependency mappings. We also integrate with Tivoli Provisioning Manager and Configuration Manager, NetCool for your network environment storage systems, and we also bring in third-party tools, discovery tools that have information about your environment. We can bring those into Tivoli Asset Management for IT, which helps you manage, as I talked about the chart before, the full life cycle of IT assets. And then, of course, we need to integrate in with all sorts of different systems, whether they're procurement, HR, ERP, et cetera. And then we also integrate in with something called Tivoli Usage and Accounting Manager, which is on the lower left-hand part of the screen. Now, moving on to slide 19 is an example of a screenshot from Tivoli Asset Management for IT. This is unique in that this is what a service manager would be interested in some key performance indicators, and this is just one example. But it is important to highlight that this is actually, because Tivoli Asset Management for IT is the same platform and it's seamlessly integrated with Tivoli Service Desk, you can see all the information from a service desk point of view or an asset management point of view, depending upon the individual user that wants to work with the information. And this is an example of a high-level view that a manager might like to look at. Slide 20 shows you some examples that this product is not built upon the Maximo Asset Management technology platform from MRO, the acquisition that Tivoli did last year. And what MRO is very strong on and their Maximo offering is that it is the leader in enterprise asset management. And you can view enterprise asset management by various categories. You know, there are all sorts of transportation type of issues of managing assets from a transportation point of view, facilities management, you know, with hotels, hospitals, airports, and so on, production equipment from an oil and gas perspective, on manufacturing type things. This whole platform can go beyond just managing IT assets, and it can manage assets that occur in your specific organization, in your specific business. The capability that this product has is it can easily extend beyond IT and go into and help manage the whole enterprise assets. Now, I'd like to move on to slide 21 and talk about what I mentioned before is Tivoli Usage and Accounting Manager. This is a product that helps you understand really what IT costs. And the graphic on the right, it sort of describes how it works. First off, it has over 100 different data collectors that pick up information about machine usage. And they're all types of things, being whether they're operating type, system type information, database information, network information, storage information, and so on. It basically collects information on use activity in those specific environments. And what it does is it links that information to appropriate financial information that's collected, either budget data, invoices, service costs, or some sort of shared costs. It brings the usage data with financial information and thereby provides out of it the information that's appropriate by individual department, by individual user, by groupings, or so on. It relates, in essence, IT costs by the usage of the consumption of those resources to the individual departments or users that use that particular cost. This is a highly flexible product that helps you in your production environment to really understand what's going on. And to give you an example of how effective it is, you drill down by clicking that helps you get at specific information. One of the capabilities it has is top 10 reports is a favorite among users of this product, and it'll show you quickly the top 10 consumptions or cost structures that are going on in your environment. And you can quickly click on that and drill down into the specific things that cause that particular cost in that environment. It shows you outliers and so on. It's a very effective tool to basically understand your cost, to help you understand how you might choose to allocate it, and then ultimately, if you choose to, you can set up chargeback operations based upon the information from usage and accounting manager. Slide 22 is another chart that shows on an overview of what capabilities it has and some of the more granular way of some of the data collectors that are out there, how they feed into usage and accounting manager and provide information to the various departments, cost centers, etc. Now, slide 23, it gives you kind of an overview of all the types of capabilities and what the real benefits are for you for these set of IT financial management offerings. Primarily, first of all, it helps you manage your control costs. It helps you address cost management challenges and reduce the total cost of ownership. It does this by helping you identify the cost drivers, which gives you information you need that are actionable. I mean, just, you know, being able to report on things, it's like understanding the inventory in your environment. That's nice to know, but you can't do anything until you really understand the usage patterns and you understand how those usage patterns relate to costs in order to be able to do the appropriate decisions to basically manage those costs and basically do it in an effective way that not only controls the cost, but it can increase service levels. As we talked about before, we have unique capabilities in helping you manage software licenses. Software is unique in that you can't put a physical asset tag. You've got to, in essence, put the virtual asset tag. And once you're able to do that, then you can apply standard accounting and financial techniques to be able to manage it appropriately. And then, of course, what we just talked about, the usage and accounting manager helps you really understand the costs on a very granular level, if you choose to, and relate those costs to the services that are provided. We also help you on managing compliance risk. That whole new layer that's being pushed upon us involved with IT is to manage all sorts of compliance risks. And we talked about the increasingly complex software licenses out there, and it's just going to trend is going to become more and more complex. And then, of course, the regulatory initiatives that have an implication on all sorts. And Sarbanes-Oxley is just an example. There are many others out there, depending upon the organizations. There are various types of regulatory issues that you face. And then ultimately, we need to improve service levels in a cost-effective manner. By having good IT financial management information, you're able to have the information to enable you to make appropriate decisions so that you can improve service levels in certain areas and be able to reduce costs in other areas, and to do it in an intelligent manner and not do it in such a way like that Comair Extreme example where they, in essence, had to shut down their airline. It's very important for making appropriate decisions. So anyway, those are the key elements of what these offerings offer you. Tivoli is making significant investments through the acquisitions and significant investments in the integration and improving each one of these applications to improve your ability to manage IT from a financial point of view. And slide 24 is an example of an aerospace customer who implemented our asset management for IT and our Tivoli service desk. And what they were able to achieve is that they were able to meet their service level agreements. They were able to be able to reduce their mean time for repair and improve basically service levels with accurate, good IT asset management information. Slide 25 is an example of a customer who uses Tivoli Asset Management for IT that was able to consolidate all sorts of information into an organized manner, and they were able to achieve significant savings by redeploying and managing their software licenses so that they basically optimized their software costs appropriately, and they were able to do a good job in helping allocate costs out to the appropriate departments so that everyone had their appropriate incentives to run the business from an appropriate and cost-effective point of view. Slide 26 is an example of an organization that basically is highly incented to make sure they manage intellectual property appropriately. Being the European Patent Office, the last sentence in the quote I find very appropriate is that it would be stunningly embarrassing if we were found to not be paying for software that we were not using. Since the Patent Office is, in essence, an intellectual property organization, it would be very embarrassing for them to be found out of compliance. And then the final example on slide 27 is an example of a customer who was able to achieve significant savings by managing their mainframe software costs effectively, by doing server consolidations well and understanding how they were going to be able to do that from a software cost point of view was quite effective for them. Then finally, on slide 28, we've got some more information for you if you'd like to find out, some links in here to provide more information, provide you about these products and their offerings and how they can help in your environment. So I wanted to turn the call over now to the operator who will manage the Q&A process, and I want to thank you very much for your time and look forward to your questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a live Q&A session with the presenter. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. Now for our first question, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. If it was low, press star 3. And we'll pause for a moment. Now for our next question, what was the level of technical information presented in the teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. And again, we'll pause for a moment. Now for our next question, are you currently looking for tools to help manage the financial aspects of your System-Z infrastructure? If yes, press star 1. If not now, but we plan to soon, press star 2. If not now, and we do not have any plans to do so, press star 3. Now for our final survey question, we hope you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you are interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. That concludes our survey. Thank you all for your participation. Now let's move to your questions. To ask your question, press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touchtone telephone at this time. I'll now turn this call over to Mike while we wait for questions.
Thank you, everyone. I hope you had this was a useful conversation for you, and I look forward to any questions you might have.
And we'll take our first question today from Tom Desmond.
Hi, Mike. What kind of labor is involved with implementing these tools, and how long would it take to really start reaping the benefits?
That's a good question, and it certainly varies by the product. But in general, all of these products have quick start programs that help you get up and going quite quickly as far as implementation. Now, on a broad scale, the type of people that will be involved for the discovery products are mostly the type technical in your organization, and they will learn basically how to implement the product and deploy it appropriately, and then of course they'll replicate it out into the organization. For the higher level products, the end user products that use to manage IT assets throughout their life cycle, or software asset management, or the at cost allocation, there are more end user training type training capabilities that we provide, and then the level of integration that these go into an organization and the amount of processes that are designed and so on can take some more time and be replicated throughout the organization as you get more comfortable with the individual products. And then, of course, we have business consulting services that can be provided at the very high level to help you organize and the overall processes and procedures for your environment to help you with understanding managing assets throughout their full life cycle. And when you're talking about cost allocations with usage and accounting manager, there's all sorts of consulting services that can help with the financial departments to set up things appropriately, to set up the appropriate cost allocations that make sense for your environment. So thank you, Tom.
Thanks.
Next we'll hear from Nicholas Era.
Hi, Mike. Got a question on savings. You mentioned some substantial savings, some different percentages that you know we could potentially recognize. Do you have any benchmarks that might be able to perhaps cite some of those savings, you know, evidentiary type things?
Everyone's savings and where they save costs and so on varies in each organization. I just got back from a Gartner IT and Software Asset Management conference where the Gartner analysts were up speaking about just on this particular, just exactly on this subject. And the general kind of comments is that you can expect to achieve about 5 to 10% of annualized savings ongoing if you continue to invest both time and resources to carefully focus on IT asset management, software asset management, and then take advantage of the chargeback capabilities that help an organization be more aligned with what makes sense with the kind of resources that are spent. Now, the Gartner analysts, when they say something like 5 to 10%, it's not any specific study that's done. It's more of they're in touch with talking with all their customers and the general type of feedback that they get from talking to everybody out there is that you can expect that kind of levels of savings. And what it really boils down to is basically moving up the maturity level in the overall process of managing IT from a financial perspective. As you become more effective and become less of moving from being completely reactive to the situation to becoming more proactive and moving up the general levels of maturity, you can expect to achieve more and more savings as time goes on. And did I answer your question, Nick?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks.
Once again, that is star one. If you have a question, we'll move on to Stephen Farley.
Hey, Mike, Steve. Are all these solutions available today? I mean, some of my clients are not sure where to find out or how to proceed. And do we offer IT services to help install and deploy the solution?
Yes, Steve. They are always, of course, are available today. And IBM is making a huge investment in all of these products to strengthen beyond what their current capabilities are. So you will see over time not only more deeper and broader feature function capability of each one of these products, but there's also a major effort on integration of these products into the overall service management strategy that Tivoli is embarking upon, such that in future releases, a lot of the foundation information that is in each one of these products will be utilized by process managers to help you manage the process throughout your organization, be able to do some scenario buildings, et cetera, some what-if scenarios, all sorts of things. There's a tremendous a focus on not only improving the depth and breadth of the feature functions on each individual product, but also, as I say, the integration piece, which will add future benefits as we go down the road on these products. As far as the type of services that are available, we have a full range of services, and from the very high level, from business consulting to help you understand in your own specific environment how you can take advantage of these products. Every organization has some level of implementation of some capabilities already. How those are integrated and brought in and grown to be, move up the levels of maturity, we have all sorts of service offerings that can help in that, going beyond the implementation services themselves. Did I answer your question?
Oh, yes, that's great. Thanks.
Great, thanks.
And as once again, as a reminder, that is star one if you have a question at this time. We do have a question from Steve Grossinger.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Steve.
Where do you start? Asset management looks pretty big. Where's a good place to start?
Great question. you start where you feel you'll be successful. It's one of the prime points that just was reiterated at this recent Gartner IT and Software Asset Management Conference, is to make sure that you focus in an area that that you will feel you'll be able to drive some success, and you need to demonstrate that success as you go forward. But part of the key areas to really get going is that you need to have the appropriate, accurate information to start. And that kind of boils down to making sure you have accurate information that's discovered out there, and then starting to work on implementing and managing your assets appropriately. What I would recommend is that you focus in on specific areas that make the sense for you. Some organizations start in the hardware sides of things as far as managing the life cycles there. That is effective in managing overall the issues of managing hardware throughout their life cycles, but there are substantial savings opportunities in the software side. So there's some various levels of ways to look at it, but what makes sense for your organization is where you ought to start. And that's where some of the IBM people can be helpful in that, particularly in the business consulting area, and certainly the IBM account teams and your account representatives can be very helpful to you to help make sense as to what makes sense in your organization. Did I answer your question, Steve?
Yes.
Thanks.
And as a final reminder, that is star one if you have a question. Mrs. Lely, there are no further questions. I'll turn the conference back over to you for any additional or closing remarks.
Well, great. I certainly appreciate the time you've spent listening to this teleconference. And what the only comment that I would like to add is that for additional information, there are on chart 28, there's some various links that you can look towards, but also contact your IBM account representative. They will be able to get the appropriate type of resources to answer the specific questions that need to be done to help make sense in your own environment and to help you move further up the level of maturity. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate the time we spent. Thanks.
Thank you. That does conclude today's conference call. We thank you for your participation, and have a nice day.